Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Brooks. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Catfish Hunter. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Christian. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hairman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. Christian reaches second base with a double. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop strikes out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Christian scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peters moves to second. Jim Rowland now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peters scores. Williams moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Williams scores. Aparicio moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. McCraw moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowland fields it and throws to second for the out. McCraw moves to third. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Roof for a passed ball. Hopkins moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Hopkins moves to third. It's 7-0, White Sox. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Christian takes first base on ball 4. Hermann moves to second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. Knoop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hopkins scores. Hermann scores. Christian moves to second. It's 9-0, White Sox. Vita Blue now pitching. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Peters covering, for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Williams reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aparicio for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Roof for a passed ball. Williams scores. It's 10-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards second. Green fields the ball and throws to second. Campaneris drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Campaneris. Melton moves to second. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, White Sox. Bobby Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks is called out on strikes. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Duncan now catching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Christian hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Joe Rudy pinch hits for Vita Blue. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Green moves to third. There goes Duncan trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Christian. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Green scores. Rudy goes all the way around to score. It's 10-3, White Sox. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Lazarek now pitching. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a line drive towards third. Bando catches it and throws to first to double up Peters. Two outs. Rich Morales pinch hits for Luis Aparicio. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Bobby Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-4, White Sox. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bando scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 10-5, White Sox. Danny Murphy now pitching. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ramon Webster pinch hits for George Lazarek. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Hershberger moves to second. It's 10-6, White Sox. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Christian fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Christian. Hershberger scores. Webster goes all the way around to score. It's 10-8, White Sox. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Marcel Lachman now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barry. The throw from Duncan and he is out, Campanera supplying the tag. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brooks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Christian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday pinch hits for Mike Hershberger. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a pop-up towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for Marcel Lachman. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Monday now playing center field. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Berry bunts towards the mound. Lindblad fields it and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to second. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Melton is walked intentionally. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brooks. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Morales scores. Melton goes all the way around to score. It's 12-8, White Sox. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Christian hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brooks hits a fly ball into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Oakland Athletics, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.